A portion of Spain has voted to increase its financial and political autonomy from Madrid. It's one of Spain's wealthiest regions, Catalonia. Its move gives the Catalonian government full authority in areas including tax collection, education, and public security. However, the regional lawmakers have stopped short of calling for outright independence, as Jerome Sokolowski reports from Barcelona.
Ask Catalans what it means to be Catalan, and you get a range of different answers. For some, like young Borja Vlasquez, it's about language.
Hola, me llamo Borja y he nacido en Barcelona.
I was born in Barcelona. I speak Spanish at home, but when I'm outside, like at school, I speak Catalan. My parents are Spanish, he says. For others, it's about history. To be Catalan is to be a nation, says Mari Carmen García Soler. Catalonia existed before Spain did. We had a parliament before Spain did. And we have a language that dates back so far, I don't remember how far. And for still others, it's a matter of nationality. It's no different, says Josep Martí. To be Catalan is to have one's own identity like any citizen in any part of the world. The new Estatut, or Catalan Regional Charter, seeks to reflect those views.
Abans hi havia la pesseta.
Ara l'euro.
Abans rebíem cartes.
Ara correus electrònics.
The Parliament of Catalonia has launched a campaign to explain the Estatut to Catalans and Spaniards. The new charter doesn't call for full independence, but it does define Catalonia as a nation within a nation of nations. And it gives politicians in Barcelona full control over what is taught in Catalan schools and over the region's finances. In future, it says, politicians in Barcelona will decide how much money Madrid will receive from Catalonia's tax revenues. Francesc Abad goes through a turnstile at Barcelona's Center for Contemporary Culture. The artist says his work symbolizes the exile of Catalan writers who fled the region after Franco came to power in 1939. The artist's grandparents escaped poverty in the southern Spanish region of Andalusia in the early 1900s and moved to Barcelona to find work. Born in Barcelona, the artist considers himself Catalan.
España, el Estado español. Está compuesto de diferentes nacionalidades.
The Spanish state is made up of different nationalities. It's obvious, even though it's often denied. There are some people who are Basques, some who are Galicians, some who are Catalans, and there are some who are Castilians, he says. Now we have this estatute, and there's this big brouhaha that Spain is being dismembered. It's not true, he adds. Catalonia has long been an industrial powerhouse of Spain, as well as a culture and intellectual center. The artist feels Catalonia's proximity to the French border is one of the reasons it developed at a different rate from the rest of the country. What happens is that Catalonia has been ahead of Spain culturally, he says. We've been close to a frontier through which we've received many more influences and people and ideas. Catalonia is where artists such as Gaudí, Miró, Dalí, and Picasso made it big. And even today, Barcelona remains a hub of creativity in fashion, design, avant-garde cuisine and theater, and music. At a piano bar near Las Ramblas Promenade, Montserrat Nebrera sips from a glass of mineral water. The head of a foundation for Catalan historical memory, she has her concerns about increasing Catalan insularity. Of course we have absolutely marvelous things here. And that's what made Catalonia such a cosmopolitan place for so long that attracted people who wanted to learn and be part of a rich culture, she says. But take Picasso, for example. Picasso was born in Andalusia and he came here and achieved things. I don't know if that would be possible now with the politics of exclusion that we have here, she adds. Since adopting their estatute, Catalan leaders have been spending much time lobbying for it in Madrid, where the regional charter must be ratified by the Spanish parliament. But the central government in Madrid still controls what happens in Spain, and since regions like Catalonia already have considerable autonomy, it's not clear how much further Madrid is willing to go. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Barcelona.